All right, what should we do in this hour? Joel chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord comes, for it is near at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong. There has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more. After it, even to the years of many generations, a fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run, like the horses of chariots on the tops of the mountains. Shall they leap like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble as a strong people? Set in battle array before their face, the people shall be much pained, and all the faces shall gather blackness. Now let me suggest to you that I'm reading this because this is what's going on in the spirit. So this is war in the heavens. And many in the body of Christ have been caught and subdued by these because of their carnal, fleshy deadness. In the Ezekiel temple, there are the outer court, there are the holy place, the Levites that were apostate during the time. And yet they still got to minister in the outer court and serve. They serve in the holy place, and they serve the outer court. And they get a wash and they cleanse and they attended to the showbread and the oil and the incense, all of that. But the faithful ones, the Zadok priesthood, who were not unfaithful to God's commandments and statute, to their vows, went into the Holy of Holies and ministered unto the Lord. And those are the ones that see. Let me suggest to you, as Jesus said to Caiaphas and the leaders, he said, you know, the problem with being blind is you can't see. Your religiosity and your self-righteousness and the fact that you're under the headship of Herod and Caesar. Oh, we have no, Caesar is our king. Instead of the headship of Jesus, the Almighty God, you cannot see. You are blinded. Doesn't mean you're not saved. You're just in the outer courts. And you cannot see what's going on spiritually and what the Spirit of the Lord is hearing and saying. The Zadok priesthood, the prophets, those who really see and hear. And there's a lot of them out there. They're operating in their carnal, soulish, fleshiness and their understanding. And they have not been anointed, called, or appointed. They shall run like them. They before the face of the people shall much be pained. All the faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. All right, Satan has rank and file. What's happened in the body of Christ? We're so unspiritual, we don't recognize those that are. Look, John the Baptist had to go outside of the temple because it was so corrupted, he would be corrupted by being there in order to survive, had to corrupt himself and compromise. And there are those that are coming out of the wilderness that have been leaning on the arms of Jesus Christ, that the Elijah and Charisma magazine, et cetera, ministries have rejected because they haven't said what's pleasing and what they feel is right. Well, good for them. I hope their works don't burn up forever. I hope there's something redemptive in what they've done. But I suggest they repent and rend their hearts, not their garments. And I'm speaking to the 501c3 churches and the majority of Christianity, which is, I call it apostianity. Neither shall they run. And I'm not here to please you. I'm here to please God. And I've walked by myself for years in the mountains, in the backside, in the backcountry, with the lions and the bears, just talking to God and reading my Bible and doing little ministry trips outside because God was outside in other countries more than he was here. There was another spirit, a counterfeit spirit of Christianity, a counterfeit of signs and wonders and prophecies and words of knowledge and wisdom. We learned this in the beautiful side of evil. And with familiar spirits will whisper into the ears of, quote, alleged ministries. Jezebel's prophets had some kind of, but there's the showdown's coming and it's here with the prophets of Baal. The prophets of Jezebel. They shall run like mighty men, and they shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his way. And they shall not break ranks, neither shall they thrust one another, and they shall walk every one in his path, and they shall fall upon the sword, and they shall not be wounded. What sword would that be? Okay, I'm talking double, you know, applications, multiple applications is the word of God. Those are the ones that are walking in the Spirit. They fall upon the word of God. And God himself shall raise them up. He is the God of life and resurrection power. Those who fall and dead, the carnal ones, where the eagles are feeding on them, the unclean meat, the unacceptable meat in the priesthood's garments in Haggai, the unholy meat, it's going to be separated out, burned down. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, and the sun and the stars and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. You know, there's this draconian meteor shower. It just happened the last 2 days. In fact, today, October 8th and Tuesday, October 9th. And it's happening. I mean, you can see it in the night skies where we are now. It's absolutely incredible. There are meteors just all over. And there was an asteroid that just passed very close to the Earth this last weekend. All right. They shall, and the Lord shall utter his voice from before his army, for his camp is very great. If you see in the Dead Sea Scrolls, there's the war scrolls. And this is the sons of light and the sons of darkness. And at the shrine of the book, right next to the Knesset and the Israeli Antiquities Museum, they have this big black stone. It's like a monolith. And next to it is the white top of the jars where the Dead Sea Scrolls were. It's the sons of light are those that follow the word, the book, people of the book, the people of the scroll. And the black monolithic stones, these are the sons of darkness. These are the tares. And this is and what happens when the trumpet blows and calls the tribes into order and the standards, this is how it goes. And the leaders over each banner raise up the banner and declare the coming of the Lord. Declare the prepare for battle. The enemy is coming. His chariot is almost upon us. Get in order. And part of that is repenting and getting on the right garments and doing it God's ways and being in order where you are. And there, the disorder is unbelievable. It's absolutely incredible. And people giving themselves titles and positions. If you're walking in it, and people should see it, you don't need a title. But if you've got a title on you, and you're not clean in your title, you better be careful. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his words, for he is strong. He will rebuke you. Don't put yourself in positions that you shouldn't be in. You see a lot of that going on. It's like, really? Is this theater? Or are we for real? And the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore, also now, says the Lord, you turn you even to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and you rend your heart and not your garments and turn to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repent him of the evil. Who knows? This is the time to return and repent and to continue to turning, not going your way. And this will line up with the Lord of God. If you messed up, if you screwed up, if you were lusting for power or position, if you said and did things or were offensive or rode over people or were out of order, you need to make it right. You need to get it right. It's not a small thing, because it will be the very snare that will move you, that will move God's hands to deal with you. He is gracious and merciful and slow to anger, of great kindness, and repent him of the evil. Listen to the discipline of the Lord. But humble yourself. Who knows if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering to the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly, and gather together. All right, this is a time of repentance. You search yourself. You ask God to search you. It's been a time. It's been a season of repentance. It is an ongoing jubilee of repentance and restoration, turning around. I pray once again. Galatians says, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? I pray that Christ be formed in you again. And there's a lot of repenting we need to do. I mean, we are, unless God sanctifies himself in us. So you need to humble yourself and turn to him. And if you've offended people, or you've crushed the garment, the bolt of garment to have the wedding dress, or the linen garments that you're supposed to walk in the works of the Lord, you need to go and straighten it out and make it right. Because the judgment won't come upon you by God himself, because he's God. And there's no one like him, and he wants it done his way. I am the way. Jesus is the way. God bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, and give you shalom, peace, in Jesus' name. Love you, Kathleen.